Now, a criminal investigation has been launched by Avon and Somerset Police over performances by punk rap duo Bob Villain and Belfast rap trio Kneecap at the Glastonbury Music Festival at the weekend. Now, this follows widespread criticism of the BBC, including in the House of Commons, for not cutting away from the live stream of Bob Villain's performance when the band's singer led a chant of "Death, death to the IDF." The Director General of the BBC, Tim Davey, has now been dragged into the row, with the Telegraph reporting he was at the festival and that he was personally consulted about what to do about the Villain performance and about withdrawing it from the player. Well, Julian Drucker is Five News correspondent. Julian, talk to me first about the police investigation and what's involved.
Hi there. Yeah, the force yesterday, so they said they'd appointed a senior detective to investigate comments. So they haven't specifically said which comments made by the acts, but obviously that death to the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces comment, clearly part of its probe. It's not clear how long they will take, but that is something that they're going to look at. That could obviously lead to some sort of court action maybe in the following weeks or months, but that is just the start of this scandal, really, that is taking in their careers and also the reputation of the BBC as well.
Yeah, and I want to come on to the reputation of the BBC, but what about repercussions now for Bob Villain? They've come very quickly, haven't they?
Absolutely. So this is the two of them. They're a duo called Bob Villain. They were due to do a 20-day tour of America. Yesterday, it was reported that they haven't got their visas anymore. That has been revoked by the US. So that tour is now off. And also their artistic representation, they were with an agency called UTA, United Talent Agency. They have also lost that as well. So the repercussions of those comments mean that they now have no formal representation and no American tour, which would obviously have been very lucrative to them coming up in October and November.
They're doubling down so far. But what about the role of Tim Davey here? He was, according to newspaper reports, at Glastonbury and at some level at least was consulted.
Yes, he was there. I mean, this was news that we've learned quite recently. So he was there and there was a discussion actually at Glastonbury about this performance. He advised the team there to make sure that it wasn't available to watch on catch-up. But the issue is that viewers watching it on the BBC iPlayer could rewind for 5 hours and see this performance. And there are questions now as to why it just wasn't pulled completely from the platform. So the BBC apologised yesterday. They said about their respect freedom of expression, but they said they stand firmly against incitement to violence. And they said clearly, you know, the comments were utterly unacceptable. Mm. But questions for Tim Davey, and also could the police now investigate the BBC for having the platform to actually broadcast those comments?
I mean, significant contributions in the Commons yesterday. This is building up ahead of steam. I mean, could a BBC head have to roll, and how senior might it be?
It's extremely serious. As you said, your Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy was asking questions in the Commons yesterday. Probably, you know, really, really serious moment for Tim Davey. There have been questions previously about a documentary a few months ago that involved the child of a Hamas general, the terror group. So the treatment of this whole issue has been under fire. Really, that, you know, there's one thing when it's news programs and documentaries, but there's a sense that because it was an entertainment performance, they perhaps weren't listening for the kind of things that they would do were it a news and current affairs program.
All right, Julian Drucker, thank you very much indeed. We're going to talk about the direction of the economy after this.